This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the bloc of Indo-Pacific democracies created to counter China's regional influence will work together to strengthen the international rules-based order. Blinken, along with counterparts from Australia, India, and Japan, held talks in Australia's city of Melbourne Friday. During brief remarks at the meeting, Blinken said the bloc will continue to champion the rights of all countries to choose their own paths free from coercion anywhere in the world. He said the ongoing threat to Ukraine and the support of some countries have expressed for Moscow's dangerous actions is just the latest example of how these rules are being challenged, and it underscores why we have to stand together to defend it. Blinken's trip to Australia is designed to reinforce America's interest in Asia and its intent to push back against increasing Chinese assertiveness in the region. He said like-minded countries were standing up for shared values rather than against China. He said he will visit Fiji and discuss pressing concerns about North Korea with his Japanese and South Korean counterparts in Hawaii. Russia opened 10 days of massive military drills in Belarus on Thursday and docked six of its ships at the strategic Black Sea port, drawing a sharp rebuke from Ukrainian officials who characterized Moscow's actions as further escalating tensions in the region. Russian officials have denied they plan to invade Ukraine, but diplomatic talks with Western officials have led to a standoff. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Visiting NATO headquarters Thursday, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson warning that Europe is facing its biggest security crisis in decades and pledged more military deployments in Eastern Europe in response to Russia's troop buildup on the border with Ukraine. After talks with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, Johnson said the stakes are very high and this is a very dangerous moment, and at stake are the rules that protect every nation, big and small. Britain is strengthening its deployments in Estonia and Poland and is considering further deployments in Southeastern Europe in the event of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Thousands of factory workers went on strike in Haiti's capital to demand salary increases as they clashed with police. The workers employed at factories that produce textiles and other goods said they make $5 a day for 9 hours of work and are seeking a minimum of $15 a day. Their demands come as Haiti fights a sharp rise in inflation. Police tried to disperse the crowd with tear gas, but demonstrators persisted, ultimately gathering in front of the industrial park where they work. The general coordinator of the National Center of Haitian Workers said if there is no government decree which sets the minimum wage at $15, they would carry protests into next week. Hundreds of Afghans launched the rare protests at a United Arab Emirates facility where they have been housed since fleeing their homeland last year, holding banners pleading for freedom and demanding to be sent to the United States to be resettled. Thousands of Afghans were last year evacuated to the Gulf Arab state on behalf of the United States and other Western countries amid the chaotic U.S.-led withdrawal from Afghanistan and return to power of the hardline Islamist Taliban movement. The UAE, a close U.S. partner, agreed to provide Afghans with temporary housing as they waited to be resettled elsewhere. 6 months later, however, many are still in the UAE, living in tightly controlled facilities. Reuters News Agency reports that protests started on Wednesday and continued on Thursday. One protester told Reuters by phone that Afghans were being detained by Emirati authorities as demonstrations began. And facing growing pressure from impatient governors, state governors, the Biden administration acknowledging for the first time is developing plans to guide the country away from the pandemic's emergency phase toward a more relaxed national response, including the federal recommendation of wearing masks in most indoor settings. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.